We approached the door with the little red lamp glowing above. My owner rang the doorbell, and my heart pounded with excitement and nerves. A warm summer night breeze touched my flushed skin as we waited. The door swung open, and he entered, greeting the doorman with familiarity. I followed behind shyly. We walked along a dim hallway towards low, pulsing music, murmuring voices, and low groans. He turned back to me, saying, "Remember, eyes down. Do not look at anyone, and only look at me when I talk to you." I nodded and looked at his shoes. The chain from my collar tugged and jangled as he gently urged me onward. We walked into the room with the music and the murmuring. I did as I was told, and my pulse raced. Even with my eyes cast down, I felt curious eyes on us, speculative and evaluating. The chain from my neck to his hand tethered me to him. The leather collar around my neck, the cuffs already on my wrists and ankles further showed his claim on me, and I felt secure in his ownership. He got a soda water at the bar, then moved to a sofa.
"Heel pet."
And I gratefully sat at his feet.
"You can rest your head."
So I leant against his knee and curled my arms tight around his leg. I sighed happily as he stroked my hair. He held the water to my lips, always considering my needs. One of his friends came to chat, but I was happy for my mind to drift, feeling safe by his side. At a sharp tug on my hair, I lifted my eyes to meet his. A dispassionate glance, a secret check-in, really, then back to his friend.
"It's her first time at a club. Would you like to watch as I break her in?"
Thud went my heart, a jolt in my stomach, an electric surge to my skin. He stood and looked down at me, a cruel smile curling his lips.
"Time to show you off, pet. Get up now."
I kept my eyes down and followed him into a dark room, quieter except for some thuds and moans. He stopped in front of what I knew was a St. Andrew's cross. I looked up, and he grinned.
"Ready? Remember your safe words."
I nodded and repeated them.
"Good girl. Come and stand with your back to the cross, arms up, legs wide."
He quickly chained my cuffs to the cross and stood back to admire my vulnerability. I kept my eyes lowered, pulse still racing.
"What do you have planned for her?"
I heard his friend ask.
"I'm going to show off her pretty tits and add some decorations,"
my owner replied. He rummaged in his bag and drew out a pack of clothes pegs. He unceremoniously pulled my corset down, exposing my tits to the room. I flushed and shook slightly, my breathing heavy.
"Are you feeling shy, my pet?"
he asked, stroking then slapping my face gently. "Yes," I whispered.
"Don't worry. Soon, all you'll be able to concentrate on is the sting of these pegs,"
he murmured, grinning again. He grabbed my breast, squeezed, and gave my nipple a hard suck before clipping the first peg on the rim of my nipple. I gasped as he quickly added more until there was a complete circle. The pain was sharp, slowly turning into a dull, throbbing sting. He moved to my other breast and completed another circle.
"Pretty,"
he grunted, obviously turned on. He gently shook both of my breasts, and I groaned, feeling that mix of pain, pleasure as the pegs bounced. He added another row, slowly this time, making me suffer every pinch and tug, then brushed his hands lightly over the tips of the pegs, sending waves of throbbing bliss across my tits and down to my clit, as if connected by an invisible thread. He added a final row, then stood back to admire his work with his friend. I hung on the cross, gasping shallow breaths. He was right. I didn't care who was watching now. All I could focus on was the rippling pain and pleasure rolling through me. My owner turned to his friend and asked,
"Would you like to help me remove them?"
I heard a swift yes, and the two men approached me. One by one, they removed the pegs from my aching tits. I screamed and moaned, jerking against the cross with no way to escape. The torturous feeling of blood returning with each relieved pinch was indescribable. The men chuckled and stroked the poor pinched skin. As the last peg was lifted and each man swiftly slapped and groped at me, sucking my nipples into their mouths with their bites and licks, waves of agony and pleasure cascaded inside me, and I felt myself come in overwhelming, all-consuming spasms. As I hung on the cross, panting, whimpering, my owner gripped my chin, kissed me deeply. Staring into my eyes, he whispered,
"Time to turn you around, pet. I want to mark up your ass next."
He allowed a swift sip of water from the bottle raised to my lips before unclipping my cuffs and whirling me around. Tits still throbbing, I groaned as they smashed into the cross. I felt unfamiliar hands squeezing my ass and heard my owner offer the use of a flogger or cane to his friend. I sighed in relief as he declined the cane, my least favorite implement. I should have known my owner would hear, always so attuned to my every thought. My body jolted at the first unexpected flick of the flogger's leather strands against my skin. I've always loved floggers. When wielded with skill, I quickly enter subspace, drifting on waves of pain and pleasure. Back and forth, I felt the impact across my ass, losing my grip on time and reality, slumped in my restraints. A volley of hard slaps on my ass cheeks cleared my head slightly.
"There she is," crooned my owner. "My turn now. Let's see if you can make some pretty noises for us."
Still drifting a little, a sharp sting elicited a yelp from my throat. The cane.
My sadist had remembered, of course. I couldn't help the resentful glare I cast over my shoulder. A cruel smirk in return assured me I'd regret it.
5, or was it 6, swift thwacks across my burning flesh, and I felt tears streaming down my face, and heard myself screaming as if from a distance. Soothing hands cupped my ass before fingers slipped between my legs, pulling my thong to the side.
"Always such a little pain slut for me. She's absolutely drenched. Want to feel?"
Again, the touch, an unfamiliar hand, a rough grope of my pussy before a finger thrust into me without warning. I burned with embarrassment at the slick noise of my wetness and jolted against the cross.
"Can I fuck her?"
the stranger asked casually.
"Yeah, of course,"
came my owner's reply.
"Let's move her over to the spanking bench so she can suck my cock at the same time."
The men unclipped my cuffs, helping me slump over the tiered bench on my knees and front. I felt my legs spread wide and cuffed down again, followed by my wrists. Assessing eyes met mine, a silent query and a nod as I grinned dreamily at my sadist. I noticed other club members gathering to watch, and my body shuddered with embarrassment and arousal again. A quick grope of my cunt again, then I felt the stranger's hot, hard cock thrust into me from behind. The three of us groaned in enjoyment. No slow or careful movements, just fast, hard pumps that jolted me forward. I felt my hair being gripped, and I raised my eyes to see my owner's thick cock waving in front of my mouth. "Open wide, slut. Tongue out," he said, and I instantly obeyed. The feel of his cock sliding between my lips made my pussy grip around the stranger, who groaned and slapped my ass in appreciation. The comforting taste of my owner helped me relax and concentrate on the delicious feeling of being stuffed at both ends. They worked in tandem, praising and degrading me in the way that I loved. I could hear approving murmurs from the crowd, which made me clench again and again around the stranger's cock still rutting into me. The noise of me being fucked filled the club, along with occasional gagging noises as I choked on my owner's cock. My drool dripped down onto the leather bench, and I slipped back into subspace, euphoric from the pleasure of being fucked and used. My orgasm ripped through me out of nowhere, the stimulation of everything suddenly too much. The men continued thrusting into me harder and with less precision than before. I felt the stranger pull out, and streams of hot cum hit my ass and corset while he groaned. I whimpered softly in appreciation, and my owner jerked back, covering my face with his release. People began to clap as I rested my face down on the bench, my eyes closed in exhaustion. Drowsily, I noticed my restraints being removed and my body wiped gently. A hand stroked my hair, a kiss on my forehead, a murmured, "Well done, pet. I'm so proud of you," in my ear, but I remained in a haze of contentment. Guided from the bench, I stumbled before the men guided me to a sofa in a quiet room. A bottle was pressed to my lips, and I was encouraged to drink. They praised me and told me how amazing I was, both kissing and caressing my body that still quivered from the intensity of everything that happened. I wondered how I could possibly be turned on again, but decided that I would simply enjoy the gentle kisses being pressed to my lips and the fingers sliding into my cunt again. It seemed the night wasn't over yet.